thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, for who you are.
Yes, Lord.
And what you are in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this time, to give you glory and honor. We come before the throne saying, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give praises unto you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Blessing your name.
Oh,
Hallelujah, Jesus. From delivering us.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Delivering us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, my soul rejoices today. My soul boasts in you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Our hearts and our minds and our spirits are open unto you. For you have carried us through such a time as this. But you know the trials we've been through. Because we know many are the affliction of the righteous, but you, God, you deliver us from it all. And we thank you, Lord, that you have been the answer for everything that we've been going through.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, that we went through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being there with us.
Hallelujah.
Even at the times that we may not have known you were there, you were standing there. And you was with us.
Yes, amen.
Protecting us.
Yes, amen.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing was done unto us that you could not protect us from.
Glory to God.
And we thank you for
we
your
thank
grace.
Thank you so much, God.
And hallelujah. Your comfort. Yes. In the name
so
of Jesus,
we thank
you
so
for
much.
All you have done. Your healing power,
yes,
your delivering power,
hallelujah.
Your restoration,
hallelujah.
Your deliverance.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
you,
that
Jesus.
We are still standing.
Oh,
glory to God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we're still standing.
Hallelujah.
Your name.
Woo!
And the chariot.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord,
glory,
that we won that.
Woo.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
We came through victorious!
Hallelujah!
Still praising your name. So have your way here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless each and every one.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May your anointing of power and blessing rest upon us today. On your word, God.
Glory to God.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
in the name
work
of Jesus.
A special blessing unto us.
Yes,
today.
Lord.
In Jesus' name, bless us
here
in your service.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We are saved. don't talk about the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are angels all around
us.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. I bless you this morning, God. Hallelujah. We lift up the good name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bring it to our minds this morning,
yes.
God. Hallelujah! For your train is filled with temple.
an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just give Him some glory. Hallelujah. Let's give Him more glory. More glory. Hallelujah. More worship. More worship. More. More praise. Let's do unto Him. Do unto our God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. We worship you, Lord. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we soak in your presence, Lord. We bask in your presence, Lord. We receive the outpouring of your Spirit as we outpour our spirit unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, God. We worship you. We lift up holy hands in your presence, Lord. Oh, God, we let our praises and our worship flow to you this morning. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh, God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we worship you, God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we bless you this morning for grace and mercy. Because your word declared that your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, we thank you for new mercy this morning. We thank you for your grace that you continue to shower upon each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for your hand to uphold each and every one of us in times of trouble. Lord, we bless you that in the midst of every pain, your presence never left. Lord, we thank you. We bless you and we exalt you. As we have seen you in the past, so we will see you in the future. Lord, we bless you today as you continue to instruct each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us into the understanding of the wisdom of God, that we may become wiser than ever before. Lord, this is the season that you sharpen your intercessors.
Hallelujah.
That you raise more intercessors.
Yes, Lord.
That you raise those who will stand in the gap.
Yes.
That you raise those who will get the prayer through.
Oh, yes, yes.
That
yes.
you prepare that special force you can depend upon in time of
Jesus.
Trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
We ask you to get each and every one of us ready through your Spirit and help us supersede everything the enemy will bring our way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, open our understanding this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Give us comprehension of the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
That our heart may be changed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That our spirit may be sharpened. That in Jesus' name, we will be that special force God can depend upon. And God's people say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Those who were here Friday night, if you remember, we started talking about the spirit of an intercessor, which I said is different from the spirit of intercession. And the spirit of intercession mainly has to do with the spirit of that person which is an intercessor, and the state of the spirit of such person. And if you remember, there were four major things that was mentioned. The first one, that spirit or the spirit of an intercessor is a hungry spirit. And we refer to Anna from the book of Luke. This woman, after the passing of her husband, she spent 44 years, 46 years in the temple. The Bible says she never departed from the temple. She stayed in there praying and fasting, the Bible says, until the day she saw the Lord Jesus. And when she held Jesus, she gave Jesus back to her mom. And she said, "Now my eyes have seen." Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what she has been waiting for all the days of her life. She said now she's ready to depart in peace. Anna, a great woman of God, a woman in Zion, a mother, a grandmother in Zion, which I personally believe should be one of the major women of the Bible that when we can reflect upon, we go to it. Mary is great, but there's a lot more from Anna that can help men and women of this generation. Hallelujah. And we said also that the spirit of an intercessor is a grieving spirit. If you are an intercessor and you live in this world in which we live in, your spirit will have to be grieving. The reason for that is that the intercessor can just see trouble and offense and injustice and be all right. It just can't happen with one that is an intercessor. The spirit of that person would be grieving continually. And the grief is not because she lost something of her own, but simply, like I said, because of the injustice and righteousness that is ruling our world. That spirit, the spirit of an intercessor, just can't relax. No, it's all constantly grieving because, well, there's constantly trouble and evil in our world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. by the time that spirit finished grieving about the men and the women that were slaughtered by ISIS, Boko Haram also move on to do something else. Then the spirit of intercessor move again into a new phase of grieving because of the trouble. Hallelujah. So the spirit of an intercessor is a grieving spirit. And it was also said that the spirit of an intercessor is a restful spirit. The reason for that is as evil continue, the need for prayer will always be there. So therefore, the spirit of an intercessor will have no rest. It will constantly be in a state of prayer. Therefore, is there a rest for the weary? The rest is not now. The rest is when it's all over, then you have your rest. But that doesn't mean that rest, restful, I was talking about, has much to do with the physical body. No, these are two different things. We're talking about the spirit of an intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that the spirit, even though the physical body can be on vacation, the spiritual man can constantly be at work. Are you with me? The time the spirit of when the spirit of intercessor go to sleep or go to rest, that is the time trouble even multiplied. If it had not been for the prayer of the intercessors, this world would have been exploded long time ago. ICC would have taken the whole world by now. Military power is proven not to be doing much. In fact, they're getting more ground. With all the airstrikes, they're carrying all the ground forces. It's proving that ISIS is getting ground. And now Boko Haram pledged allegiance to ISIS, meaning that they're turning to Libya, Egypt, Nigeria. They're getting more ground. And I believe that if it has not been for the prayer of the saints, it would have been much worse. So, and also, I said the spirit of an intercessor is a future-driven spirit. Simply because intercessor is not just praying for trouble to stop now and that's it. No, the intercessor is praying so there will be more intercessors to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
And we came from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32, and when Jesus said to Simon, Simon, Satan came, hallelujah. And yeah, he was after you. He wanted to sift you as wheat, but you know what? I have prayed for you. And if you remember, there was one key thing I said when after we read that scripture is that the first thing Jesus did was to pray. When he realized what was happening in the spirit and Simon wasn't aware of it, he didn't pick up his cell phone to call Simon and said, Simon, you better get into prayer. By the time he picked up the phone and make the call, Simon would have been laid dead somewhere. Satan would have finished his job. So intercessor, I said, is a special force because he or she is always ready. When the call comes in or when she pick up what is happening in the atmosphere, she swing into prayer before giving a notice to the people that, oh, this is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
First, you stop the enemy before you give notice to people.
Yeah.
Because what? The Bible says the children of Israel did what? They get up. They play, hallelujah, they go to sleep, they wake up again, and they play. That's all they were doing in the wilderness, playing. When somebody's head is filled with playing, when you call in such a person, look, there's trouble coming, he ain't going to pay you much attention. Stop the trouble first, and then get that person's attention. So today we're going to talk about the spirit of an intercession. We talk about the spirit of the intercessor, and now we're talking about the spirit of intercession. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Are you there? Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit. If you are reading King James Version, you will see that the Spirit there is written with capital S, meaning the Holy Spirit. If you're reading from Amplified Version, it will say Holy Spirit. Are you there? Okay. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. So intercession is not something that started with man.
That's right.
It started with God. So if I desire to become an intercessor, that means I'm trying, or I desire to become like God in one way. Because remember, the Holy Spirit is God. Intercession started with the Holy Spirit. And it didn't stop. He's still doing intercession for the saints. So if you desire to become an intercessor, that means you want to put on the spirit of an intercession. And the spirit of an intercession is not a different spirit from the Holy Spirit. No, that is just one side of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many sides. Hallelujah. This side, facing southwest, is what? An intercession. If you turn to the northeast, you're going to find the warrior side of him. If you turn to the west, east, whatever the case may be, you're going to find a different side of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The Spirit of truth. What spirit is that? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of peace. What spirit is that? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of gentleness. What spirit is it? In the same spirit with many attributes. And when we say the spirit of an intercession, we are talking about the Holy Spirit, but the size or the attribute that we are concerned with is the intercession side. And also don't confuse regular prayer with intercession prayer.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are talking about intercession. So the Bible is telling us here that likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Mm-hmm. So that tells you, though you are a believer, you have your head, you have your toes, your nails, your arms, your everything. Your body is complete pretty much. If you look at yourself, you say, yeah, I got everything. And nothing is missing on me. But you do have infirmities. You do have infirmities. It doesn't matter who you are. If you come to a place as a believer, as long as your feet still touching the ground, and you're still walking and breathing in this earth, and you say, oh, I have no infirmity, let me submit to you that you are too prideful. Your fall is near. We all have infirmities. And the thing is, as a Christian, even as a believer, it doesn't matter how high you are in the spirit, sometimes we are not even aware of our infirmities. And your infirmities even change with the environment or as time goes by.
Hallelujah.
And how close you are to the Holy Spirit or to the Word of God also will determine what kind of infirmity you're dealing with.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to pray for, and how to pray for them we don't even know. Mm-hmm. That's why so many prayers go unanswered, because we pray for the wrong thing. And even the things that we think we pray for, we don't really pray for them.
Like one example that happened right here during the Friday night, and I said, they said, the house needs to be sold. Pray for the house to be sold. And people were praying. But the one that want to lead the prayer is pray for the salvation of the person coming to buy the house. No, that's not what you have asked to pray for. You have asked to pray for the house to be sold. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring a buyer. Yes, that's what you will be asking for. Not for the salvation. You see, it's a good thing to pray for somebody's salvation. But you have to understand what the need is. The need here is not the salvation of the buyer. Okay? The buyer can be someone that is already saved. Okay? The buyer could be somebody that is pure satanic. Okay? That's not what the need is as of right now. As of right now, you need to save this sister out of the situation. And the way we're going to get her out of that situation is to pray for the house to be sold. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring a buyer. We declare this household within 90 days. That's what we pray for. So, in our infirmity, we don't even know how to pray. So, people say, I have been praying for this thing for so long. And you know what? They're praying. They're not lying. But how are they praying? Are they really praying for what needs to be done? This is not something you see just in the Christian world. Look at the problem we face, even the terrorism. Okay, we have terrorists on the ground, expanding their territory, taking Christians, killing them, chasing them out of their homes, raping the women, slaughtering the children, and okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stay at 30,000 feet, we're going to drop bombs. Okay? Almost a year now, how is that working? How is it working? Oh no. Well, the terrorists have expanded it. Okay. Now what? That means more people are being killed and more damage is being done to the believers. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in every situation, appropriate measures must be taken. In prayer of intercession, you must first know what you are praying for. Amen. You must first know what the need is. That's why I said intercession doesn't get information from people. Intercession gets information from the heavens. Because this woman can come to you and say, I'm feeling pain in my leg. But actually the problem is not in the leg. Right. The problem is in the heart.
Jesus.
Somebody can be having a heart attack. Feeling pain in the leg, but where is the problem? The problem is not in the leg. It's the intercessor, it's the spirit, the Lord says, pray for the heart of that person. Hallelujah. A woman came to the service. And as we started praying, the Lord said, pray for the heart, for whatever reason. I asked her, how is your heart? She said, it's fine. All right, let's pray for the heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, she left, later to find out, she was having a minor heart attack and didn't even know it. She came because she needed prayer for her leg. The prayer for your leg is not really going to work because that is not what the problem is. So, ladies and gentlemen, intercessors, your source of information, in order to be effective, you have to look at how the Holy Spirit does it. He is a spirit. His information comes from up there, from within God. Therefore, if you are becoming an intercessor, you must do it as the Spirit does it. You must be in the Spirit and get your information from the realm of the Spirit.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't listen to people. I'm not saying, wait a second, this is what I'm going through. You say, no, that's not what you're going through. No, I'm not saying you should say any of these things. But I'm saying, listen to people, but rely on the information that comes from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, pray for us in our infirmity. Because sometimes we think, our foot is hurting because the shoe is too small. And we are praying for the shoe to get bigger. And the shoe is not getting any bigger. But the problem is in the heart.
The problem is up here in the heart. And the spirits of others, in the name of Jesus, I stop heart attack. And you are here. Father, I pray for this shoe to get bigger. This shoe is not going to get any bigger. That is the picture of what he's saying here in Romans 8:26.
Yeah.
We have infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying for the infirmity, yes. But we are praying for the wrong thing. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of an intercessor, or intercession, I'm sorry, intercede for us.
Mm-hmm.
For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. By the Spirit himself, of himself, I'll put it himself. By the Spirit himself, because the Holy Spirit is a person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? This book translation was made a long time ago. So the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that took me all the way to the Old Testament to hear Hannah in the temple.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
With groaning that cannot be uttered.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she was speaking in tongues. And Eli didn't have any clue. Because tongue is not something that was invented after the Holy Spirit came. Tongue has been there for the very beginning. But it was not revealed to man until the Holy Spirit came down after the Pentecost. And they started speaking in tongues. Because what? The town where Hannah lived was not a dispensation of the Holy Spirit. So the things that the Holy Spirit will reveal and do were not really known to the people that lived in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. So there were so many stuff that was happening in the Old Testament. They were not sure if it was God or not. Because what? Those things were reserved for the Holy Spirit to come and deal with. The spirit of an intercessor. So the Holy Spirit itself intercedes for us.
Yes, Lord.
With groaning. Let me see how the Amplified put together here. He says, so to the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness.
Mm-hmm.
For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worldly as we ask. But the Spirit himself, that's what I'm saying, he's himself instead of itself, himself, because Holy Spirit is a person. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep to utter or for utterance. The Spirit of intercession. So, I'm going to take you into the book of Samuel. First one, I'm sorry. First chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 12 now to 16. So when you find yourself in trouble, when your family is in trouble, you have to keep praying. That is the first thing you do, praying. And when you pray, whether the prayer is really hitting the target or not, as you are praying, you have a helper that comes along. That helper is the Holy Spirit to help you in your prayer. But you have to give him that prayer so he can work with it, so he can shape it into the kind of prayer that needs to be prayed. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. First Samuel chapter 1 verse 12. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. So the priest was going around looking at people's mouth. See, who is praying, who is not praying?
Hallelujah.
We used to do it. Hey, you ain't praying! And embarrassing in front of everybody else. You wake up, you sleeping! When you are in the temple, your full attention must be on whatever is going on. Mm-hmm. If prayer is asked, you are to pray. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be on the battlefield and you say, they say, okay, here come the enemy. Fire! And you go, okay, wait a minute, let me get my name. No, there's no time for that. It's a matter of life and death. Yeah. You just need one bullet to hit you in the chest and that's it, you're dead. Christians don't see being a Christian as being a soldier or a warrior for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's where the tragedy lies, because what? We are in constant fight. We are in constant battle with forces that are wicked, with the forces that are after your life. Yes. The Bible put it this way, that Satan is here going through and fro like a roaring lion. Have you ever seen a roaring lion? Have you ever seen a lion that has been danger, that has been... If you ever see a lion in a situation where he's injured and he come across a human being and he realized that injury is a result of a human activity, that lion is going to do everything he can in that situation to defend itself and its pride. It's not just about its life at that time, because what? Humans become enemy. It doesn't matter if it's you or not. So we must understand that the enemy is like an injured lion. So when he sees a human being, he's ready to finish human being. Who injured the lion? Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
The book of Genesis clearly said, you. Genesis 3:15. So therefore, you know what? When the enemy sees you, he remembers what Jesus did to him. Therefore, he want to finish you. You must understand that. Keep that in mind. The devil wants to destroy you. Don't see as somebody else. No, you. Because of what Jesus did. When Jesus went on the cross, he went on the cross with your image. Your face is what Satan saw. Because what? Jesus bare our sins and he became what? Us on the cross. He became you on the cross. So when Satan remember his injury, he remember you.
I don't know if you understand this.
Yeah.
When Satan sees you, he remembers the cross because of what Jesus did to him. Jesus put on your image because what? You have a price to pay for your sin. Therefore, Jesus had to put on your image to go on that cross so nobody can say, oh, the price wasn't paid. No, the price was paid. Whose image was there? The Bible says his face was disfigured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't his face anymore. His face became your face, he became my face. So the roaring lion is after who?
Yeah.
So Christians must understand how mad the enemy is. And the reason why he really wants to destroy you. He's a roaring lion. An injured roaring lion. So Eli has been going around the temple looking at people's mouth. And he came to Hannah. Hannah, your mouth is moving like you don't pray. You just sound like you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I had one on the high street yesterday. he was drunk with the earpiece on and walking up and down. Yeah, what is that different? He was singing. I don't think he was making any sense to himself. But when you're drunk, that's the state in which you are. You don't even know if you're making sense or not. You don't know if you're making sense or not. If you're really drunk, not halfway. If you're fully drunk, mm-hmm. you don't know. Mm-hmm. Because what? The alcohol is speaking, not you. That's why the scripture says we should be drunk with the Spirit. So what? Verse 13. Now, Hannah, she speaks in her heart. Hey, in her heart. Mm-hmm. Do you know your heart makes noise? Mm. That's why the doctor can pull that piece on your chest and that in his ear and can hear what the heart is saying. So if the heart is not speaking right, he know, oh, there's something wrong with his heart. One time the doctor said to me, your heart is murmuring. I said, yeah, he's speaking in tongues. Your heart is murmuring. I said, yes. Yeah. He's speaking in tongues. Just imagine saying that to an unbeliever, somebody that has no clue of what you're saying, and both of you in the examination room. Okay, she's just moving her mind. Okay, who am I talking to right now? Is this guy out of his head?
Your heart speaks. Your heart speaks. Just as it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural.
Yeah, amen.
The heart speaks. Hannah is speaking in her heart to the Lord. But the priest wanted to hear something. And he came with his natural ears and couldn't hear anything. But the Lord, at that time, was hearing what this woman was saying. That's why intercessors don't do their job to please man. They don't want to be known by man of what they do. Let me tell you, special forces don't wear special forces and put them on their forehead. And when they want you to refer, hey, you better get out of my way, I'm a special force.
Oh no, they don't.
You was marshal get on an airplane just like anybody else. They don't want anybody to know who they are. Because what if you know who they are, you sabotage their mission. Their mission will be sabotaged. No, nobody should know who they are. By the time you know there is a US marshal on an airplane, it's when trouble arise in the air. Nobody should know there is an intercessor in the room till trouble arise.
And then, whoo,
wow.
And then they know what you can do or what you are able of doing. Because intercessors are like I said, are special force.
So Hannah was doing a thing in the temple. Her heart was speaking unto the Lord. But the priest couldn't understand anything she was saying. The priest couldn't pick up any word out of the mouth of Hannah. And he was not to please with Hannah. Let's continue. Verse 13. Now Hannah, she speaks in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought, he didn't perceive. He thought. That was with the head. You perceive with the heart. He thought she had been drinking. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drinking? Put away thy wine from thee.
Hallelujah.
And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord.
I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come now, thy handmaid, for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken her thereto.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Abundance of what? Of grief and complaint. There's a lot of complaint and grief in the earth. So the spirit and the soul of the intercessor can continually be in grief. There's enough trouble for the intercessor. There's a lot of mission for the heavenly special force to stay in permanent action. Oh. Look at how many Christians have been killed recently. And yet our president will not admit that Christians are under attack. Oh no, he doesn't want to call them terrorists, he said extremists. Whether extremists or terrorists, they're all Islamic, that's one thing for sure. And who are they after? They are not after black or white, they're after Christian. What do they have in common, all the terrorist groups that we have today? They are all Islamic. That's one thing for sure. Look at the map. Go on the Google and find where there's trouble in the world today. And the terrorist groups and find who they are. They are all Islamic. They all have Islam as their background. And you know what they are doing? Exactly what the Quran is teaching them or asking them to do. And who are their targets? The Christians. And yet our presidents, they are just extremists. Even using the word extremist, that tells me that it's bad. But some people go to the extreme with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really think about it. Mm-hmm. Degree is good, but degree will not make you wise. That tells me that whatever their background is, whatever they're resting upon, is bad. Some just take it to the extreme, and others are moderate. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need the president to tell us we are under attack. We have seen what is happening to our fellow non-Christian brothers and sisters. We have seen what is happening to the kingdom of God in the earth. We have seen how much attack we have come under, either here, abroad, whether white or black or yellow or blue, we are of the same kingdom. We are marked with the name Christ. Hallelujah. That is our last name. That is what put us into one family. One blood we have, and which is the blood of Jesus. Therefore, those people that are being killed and slaughtered as a result of their faith in Christ Jesus are our brothers and sisters. Their pain should be our pain. Hey, they are in a situation they may not even be able to pray for themselves because of the reason of their pain. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not at that level of pain yet. Therefore, you have the full responsibility to cover them in prayer. You have the full responsibility to cover them in prayer. That is just one truth we can walk away from. When a believer becomes so consumed with himself or herself, he forgets about the major plan of the kingdom. When Jesus said, he said, this good news of the kingdom, he didn't say of mine, he said of the kingdom. This new good news of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations, all generations. It will reach the ends of the earth before the end comes. The enemy is after us so the news does not get to the ends of the earth. Because he knows his end is near. The intercessors are praying. The intercessors are praying. fasting, Christians should shift the politics in this country. Not party, not white and black, but Christians. But the unfortunate thing is that we have white evangelicals that are looking at the injustice that is happening in the society and kept silent. That's unfortunate. That they will not stand up and publicly announce or speak against this injustice. The Bible said the throne of our God is established upon righteousness and justice. If there is no justice, there will be no peace. And it's sad that the kingdom itself is not united as it's supposed to be. As it's supposed to be. Because as these things are happening in this country, the Baptist community rise and speak against this. Especially the white churches. This shouldn't be actually, we should have church, not white or black church. It should be just a church. But unfortunately, we have divided into white and black church. Which I believe is not making the head, Jesus, too happy about the church even. So because of this and happening within the church, the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to listen to him and hear what he's praying for. Because his prayers are based on the real problem. A house divided against itself, the Bible says, will not stand. That's why these people know how to use the division tactics to win. In politics. Uh-huh. Because the church is no longer united. Uh-huh. One time it used to be a little bit. But now, no more. Okay, it's not white versus black. It's tall versus short. Lesbian versus straight. Foolishness and nonsense. And the church people follow them. As God be taken to be slaughtered. Spiritually, Christians are being slaughtered every day. Uh-huh. They give themselves in because of politics. Uh-huh. And not listening to the Spirit and see where the Spirit stands. Hannah was praying in her heart. She was praying in her heart. The mouth was just moving by no word. But the Lord heard what the heart was saying. Like I said, your heart speaks. That's why your daughter loves to hear, he will listen to you, but he wants to hear what your heart is saying. Yes. When you talk to your doctor, he listens, right? If he doesn't listen, you go find another one. He listens. But after he listens to everything that you have to say, or even in the midst of listening to you, he's in the process of hearing what your heart is saying. He comes to the front to listen to the heart from the front. He goes to the back to hear the back. Get the information from the body. Does he listen to you? So does the Lord listen to us? He hears what our heart is saying. He wants to hear what is coming from the heart. That's what the Bible says. Well, he does not look at the face. What does he look at? The heart. Because the heart speaks the truth.
Hallelujah.
Because the heart speaks the truth. Therefore, he listens to the heart more than the face.
That's right.
The face, you can find a plastic surgeon, they can change the nose the way you want them. 3 weeks later, you can change the cheeks, you can change the lips. Some of them, they change so much that they don't even know what to look like anymore. That tells you the facial expression now is going to be very deceitful. Because it's not even natural anymore. Because so much silicone has been thrown into it. So much fat was taken from the tie and thrown into the face.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But you know what? The heart will always speak the truth. The Lord goes straight to the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
That's going to encourage and help you. Are you there? So I'm going to continue here in verse 16. Says, God not thy handmaid for a daughter of rebellion, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. So when you see someone in the state of grief almost all the time, not physically, because some people will come and just figure their face so you can just help them out somehow. No, not that. But when you walk to a person and you pick up the heart of the person, that's what I'm talking about. And you know the heart is constantly in that state. These are people you really want to know what's going on. Because even if not necessarily the person per se, but there's the way that that person is carrying. Maybe you'll be able to share that word with that person.
Yeah.
And a load divided become lighter. Are you there?
So if the Holy Spirit is the spirit of an intercession, now let's go and look at some of the fruit of the Spirit. Then you will see that because Holy Spirit is behind, is the one behind intercession, if you have that spirit of intercession, this fruit also will be present there because the Spirit is there. Now, let me take you to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and let's look at verse 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit, again, I'm reading from King James Version. The Spirit there is written with capital S, which is telling you is the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The intercessor goes into prayer for the Christians that have been killed in Syria, in Nigeria, in Pakistan, in Libya, in Egypt, and around the world because of the love. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate people, you ain't going to be able to pray for anybody. Mm-hmm. And hate will take you to hell.
Yeah.
You say, but I love Jesus. No. No. You don't love Jesus. If you love Jesus, you love
Amen.
Your fellow Christian.
That's right.
You love. Because remember what he said? He said, you have never seen God. Mm-hmm. How can you say you love God that you have not seen? And your brother that you see right in front of you, you can love him. So love, whatever the intercessor does is driven by love.
Yeah.
Her prayers are driven by love. Her time in prayer, you know, amount of time in prayer is driven by love.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray for this one. I ain't going to pray for that one. Because what? Yeah, what he did to me the other day. There's no love in it. Love, joy. His faith may not reflect joy all the time, but within, this is a joyful person. I was at a county building not too long ago, loading my truck, and here comes this woman. She said, "You are the only mailman, a happy mailman I've ever seen." I said, "Woman, listen, my joy does not come from this mail that I'm picking up. No, the sign on this truck. No. I don't see how you can work for this company and be happy." "Yes, I understand. I know what's going on. But look, my joy is coming from within. It has nothing to do with this job. Even this job is gone today." And she stood there, she talked with me. Yeah. The joy within. Our joy is not determined by the external man, what is happening in the spirit, what the spirit is saying,
Father's house. Even if the Holy Spirit wake you up when you are very tired, He wake you up to pray. You must be happy because why? He didn't choose anybody else, He chose you. No, you must be somebody, you must be known somewhere. Yeah, because you can only call the person you know. That is the problem. You can only call those you know. Okay, something happened to you. What is he gonna call? You don't know Mr. Clarko? Are you gonna call Clarko? But yeah, you will never think about calling Mr. Clarko. I don't know if that name exists, but you know what? You don't know anybody with that name. So you know Mr. John.
Oh yeah, I will call John.
Because you will call John because you know John. So the Holy Spirit calls you because He knows you.
Hallelujah.
Therefore you should be happy about it.
Hallelujah.
Like, oh Lord, come on, man. I gotta sleep a little bit. I didn't have any sleep in 4 or 5 or 3 days.
No. He knows you didn't have any sleep. That's the main reason why you should jump out that bed and get your behind into prayer. He didn't choose anybody. He chose you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, you should be happy.
Glory to God.
You should be happy. That's why when revelation comes to you, you have to get into prayer.
Amen.
When revelation comes about yourself or about other people, and it's not good, the first thing you do is prayer. Because the Lord reveals to you so you can do something. And after you pray, or you don't know how to pray, but you try a little bit, call somebody that know how to pray. Mm-hmm. Call somebody how to pray. Say, I have some disturbing revelation now. I just need somebody to help me pray. Yeah. And let somebody help you with that prayer. Joy, peace. And the next one, which we wish, is not in the Bible. The long suffering.
Hallelujah. We wish that one is not in there.
The long suffering. The long suffering, this is what it means. Though you have trouble after trouble, you have wisdom and a way to manage and go through. You are not sinking in the midst of it all. Long suffering. You see, Joseph, you know, after the revelation came, he was happy as a young man. Oh, my sheep overpower my brother's sheep. Hey, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hey, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. What? Oh, the moon and the stars bow before me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's all good. But now, long suffering starts. Yeah, now long suffering starts. How do you manage it? He didn't sink in the midst of the long suffering for the next 19 years. From the time revelation came to the time the revelation was fulfilled, 19 years was a long period of time of trouble for Joseph. But if you will remember, he didn't sink. That was the valley of the shadow of death he went through for 19 years. But you know what? The Lord was with him. And gratefully he went through. The long suffering, that's how it is. You know, you the trouble is there. But gracefully you go through it. Gracefully you go through it. Paul. Oh, yes, greatly you suffer for me. That's in the Lord. Yes. For the rest of his life, life was not easy. He put it in the record. How many shipwrecks he went through. But in the scriptures, we only have one mentioned in the book of Acts. Chapter 29, I believe. Yeah. But he mentioned 3 shipwrecks. So that tells you that there were so many troubles that was not even mentioned in the scripture that Paul went through. He told how many times they beat him and left him dead. They thought he was dead. He told how he said how many times. In the city, outside the city, in nakedness, in famine, in cold and heat. For the rest of his life, he went through that. Trouble after trouble. But, not, that's long suffering. But gracefully he went through. In the midst of that trouble, he was still ministering. He was finding the opportunity to give the gospel. Oh my God, to the authority and said, oh, Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian. He said, no, I just don't want to persuade you, but I want you to become one.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Long suffering. The intercessors, they have grief in their heart. They experience long suffering because they become target to the enemy as well. You know what? If you have, I was watching the battle in Afghanistan, and there was this guy, the Taliban, they have their weapon sat somewhere behind Iraq, and they were just shooting down U.S. servicemen as they were moving. So the U.S. troops realized that there was a problem by the Iraq, this particular Iraq. So they stopped everything, and they assigned a sniper to the Iraq. See, you need to take that guy down so we can continue moving. So they waited till the guy popped his head again to see if there's anybody that he can shoot, and he got popped in the head. Mm. You see, you are a target to the enemy. Because what? Every move of him on other people in the kingdom, you keep stopping him. You keep stopping him. Now he knows that he can do much, he can move much because of you. You know what? He's going to want to pop you. He's going to want to pop you. That's where long suffering comes in. That's where more trouble comes in for intercession. But if you quit, that doesn't mean the trouble is going to stop. You become, that simply means if you quit, you become a ball for him. Now he's going to be playing with everybody he wants. Bounce you against the wall, you're going to bounce back, he's going to hit you against the wall again. Doesn't matter how much trouble you have, you are intercessor, you are Christian, stay in it. Because what? You are safe there in Christianity and in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, long suffering, gentleness. Oh, yes, gentleness. Hallelujah. Not much to say. Goodness. Amen. Faith. The intercessors are people of faith also, because you cannot be in that much, operating in that much love, in that much defense for the believer, and become a special force for God, and not have faith, and not be a person of strong and high and big faith. You grow in faith, you get moved from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. That glory, you know what it is? As you do your intercession prayers, you see things happen, you receive testimony back. People tells you this is what happened. That's the glory you experience. And at the end of the day, one day the Lord will cause somebody to remember you also in your need. So meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. Oh my God! If Congress cannot raise any law against such thing, you are listening. Against such there is no law. Meekness, temperance, faith. Oh no! They can stand up there and say, well, nobody should operate in faith in the gospel, but it's not gonna work because what? Faith is within. They can stand over there and say, nobody should say Jesus, but they cannot silence your heart. That's what's for sure. Mm-hmm. They cannot silence your heart. Your heart will speak. Mm-hmm. And you know what? God is listening to the heart, not that he's listening to the mouth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth. And as such, there's no law. They cannot prevent you from loving. They cannot prevent you from having peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Against such, there's no law. So, the Holy Spirit has this as fruits.
Wow.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. So, if you have the Spirit of an intercessor, this sign must be seen in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great things He has done greater things. He will do once you die, Lord. Be thy glory. Grant me. Jesus, we want to be better intercessors because the world is falling apart quickly and the kingdom of God is under heavy attack. Father, we know this is the time for the special force to rise.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, raise each and every one of us. Sharpen our spirit to pick up your heartbeat, to understand your heart desires in this season, that we might pray effectively in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for more honor. We pray for more honor. We pray for more intercessors. We pray for more prayer warrior. Lord, in the name of Jesus, raise them up.
Yeah.
I intercede right now for people within the room.
Yeah, right.
I break every rod of displeasure over their life.
Yeah.
Every rod of pain and suffering. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I break those rods.
Yeah.
The rod of sickness. The rod of pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break it. For we understand that your special forces must be well in order to carry out their mission. So in Jesus' name, anything that hinder their mission, Lord, I break it in the name of Jesus. I stop the advancement of the enemy against them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we call down fire from heaven,
Jesus,
to strike the enemy everywhere he stands right now. Even the terrorists, the spiritual terrorism, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we shake the ground under their feet. Lord, we send our prayers to cover even right now our fellow brothers and sisters in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in Egypt, in Syria, in Nigeria, in Pakistan, in Iran, and around the globe. In the name of Jesus, even those that couldn't have the opportunity today to gather and pray and worship you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them receive our prayers. Let them receive our prayers. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens be responsive in this time, oh Lord God. We pray every weapon of the enemy, we pray in the name of Jesus. For your word declared that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Therefore, we send that word to cover our brothers and sisters in the war zone in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray. We intercede, oh Father, for our church leaders, oh God, to rise and preach the truth in this time and in this season. We pray for white evangelical preachers to rise and speak against injustice and righteousness in the system. We pray in the name of Jesus that selfishness, pushing them away from the truth and from the gospel. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit penetrate their heart. Let the Holy Spirit reach them everywhere they are. Don't fall back into drugs. In the name of Jesus, we curse the drug. We curse the drug. We curse the drug. We command them to move away from the drug. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, reach our brothers and sisters everywhere they are, where those that are crying, those that are mourning, those that are in painful situations, those that are in lack, those that have run away from their homes. Lord, I pray, reach them individually in the name of Jesus. You say your hand is not too short to rescue. Therefore, demonstrate your word to them, to us, my brothers and sisters. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up to you all those standing right here. Lord, let the power of God reach them. I destroy every sickness. I destroy the seed of sickness. I destroy the seed of virus. I destroy the seed of bacteria. I destroy the seed of pain in their body. Malfunction. In the name of Jesus, I command the body to be responsive. I command the body to be healed and to be restored. I command the spiritual man to be restored. I command the mind to come alive. I command the heart to speak truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, raise your people. Revive the dead in the kingdom. Revive the dead in the kingdom. We perform CPR on our brothers and sisters. Those that are in spiritual coma, we command them to rise and come out. In the name of Jesus, we pray for churches around this country and around the world. Let the great awakening shake them. Let the great awakening reach them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray for the pastors around the world. Lord, as their heart cry and as their heart become heavy, Lord, I pray, for which you, the Lord, become lighter than ever before. Extend your hand of help to them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. This season is our season. Lord, we take hold of it. We grab it. Oh, like Israel, Jacob, take hold of the angel of the Lord. Say, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Even though his heat was hit, even though pain was inflicted, Lord, he said, I will not let go. Father, we take hold of the season. We said, this is our season to rise and shine. For you said in your word, I will rise and take dominion. We take dominion in the name of Jesus. Let opportunity come our way. Let favor flow our way. Let the heaven shower us with goodness. In the name of Jesus, we call for our church building. We take all of it. In the name of Jesus, bring the rich, oh Father, that will finance the church. Bring the poor with the minister that we can minister to. Bring the men and the women and the children, oh God, that we can turn them into prayer warriors. Father, we pray in
You have done anything wrong to anybody.
No.
As long as we are concerned, you know, heart of prayer, we are free flow.
God has spoke to me.
We don't hold anything against anybody, and there's nothing I would say was done against us that we would say, oh, you have to ask for forgiveness. So we just welcome you back, and we're glad to have you back. And
yes.
We'll be praying for it. And today is the fulfillment of prayer. So we rejoice.
Amen.
We rejoice.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
We rejoice.
Yes.
Yes. I miss you all.
Thank you so much.
I know he's just speaking to you.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I miss you too.
Yes.
Come in. God bless you too.
Actually, and I had a dream that someone would be joining the church. So I had my eye on somebody else, but not knowing he would be coming back. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for your obedience, you know, to this ministry. You have a strategic place here.
Amen.
You have a strategic place here. So we thank God, and my spirit rejoices today.
Amen.
My spirit rejoices. Are there any special prayer requests before we move on?
For the George, I think it was last week when I said I felt stomach issues, especially on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And
any other prayer requests?
That's fun.
Okay.
Parents.
Okay. Amen.
And then,
yes, Angela also. You want to share with the church?
Okay.
Angela has recently been informed that there is a cyst on the ovary.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been causing her some problems as well. So let's remember Angela in prayer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring you for Sherry. She says, make sure you tell the pastor and his wife, I thank him for their prayers. She's in a rehab now.
Okay.
And she's a large woman over 30, but she has lost about 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting the therapy she needs. She has the MS, but they're working with her. They're telling her, the therapist is coming in, you're not leaving this place until you are standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can walk.
You can walk. Amen.
If she is really looking well, yes, amen, amen. We remember everybody in prayer, amen, amen. Prayer is what we do, amen. All right, welcome to House of Prayer International Ministries, where this is the Holy Ghost working ground. Our vision, we are touching and transforming lives, communities, and nations with the power and love of Jesus Christ, bringing salvation and restoration. Our mission, House of Prayer International Ministries is a place of refuge for all nations to provide instruction, leadership, inspiration, and encouragement to all, to equip its members for the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing restoration and wholeness to mankind. We remember it. Amen. Amen. Well, it's time for our offering. Amen. So, envelopes, we need to get them printed, but if you need one, you can take one. Just make sure you put your date, your full name, the amount, and where you want the money to be designated to, because we have the different accounts, to, whether it's building funds, tithes, offering,
mission,
big time missions. Amen, right? So, and at this time, I'm going to have Minister Joyce come for our offertorial prayer. After the prayer, you can deposit your offering, and then we'll have Pastor come with the benediction. And I tell you, the Lord is the open heaven. We received in a mail a significant offering for the church. The Lord just blessed him. Big blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's not forget our mission.
I'll tell them about it.
Okay.
Amen. Yes, everyone just say, thank you for the real offering. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this transition in ministry, God, the ministry of giving, oh Lord. We ask right now, God, that you continue to bless the givers, oh God, of House of Prayer International Ministries, God, as they pour their seeds and their offerings and their first blessings and givings into this house, oh Lord. We ask right now, God, that you continue to prosper them in health and spiritually, God, and God, fulfill the desires of their hearts in this season, God. We ask right now that you continue to touch those who have partnered with us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who believes in the mission, who believes in this ministry, oh God, who believes that every dollar used, God, is for your kingdom building. We ask that you continue to give a special blessing to them, God, because they're not physically here, God, but yet they believe, God. They believe, oh Lord. Mm-hmm. So bless them, Lord. And we just thank you mightily, God, for every seed, God, that it will water those who are thirsty, God, feed those who are hungry, God. Oh God, give encouragement to those who are hopeless, God, but most of all, give salvation, God, with those who are lost. In your name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Transfer some significant amount of money to the church building. What money going into the building, we don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Once you get there, it's there. That's it. It's not yes, going by this way.
That's right.
And we need to rebuild our mission account.
Mm-hmm.
As you can remember, starting last year, we started to help the boy in the village in West Africa to receive a surgery, much needed surgery. And when the time was this, do the preliminary lab work, some stuff came up that had to be worked on before the surgery. So as they were working on that, towards the end of the time where they have to set the date for the surgery, the hospital, all the hospital personnel went on strike. Now the entire pretty much the country shut down right now. No school and students, nobody's going to school and everything came down. The last information I received is that now people are leaving the hospital because they are just sitting there and dying and there's nobody caring for them. So the situation is desperate. I just hope this doesn't take too long because it's been like a few weeks now since this has been going on. I was hoping this would have been done by now because the arm keeps growing. And because the longer I take, more stuff may come up and more money will be needed, which I hope not. But above the money, I hope, you know, the situation doesn't get out of hand. But we're looking forward to praying that the government also is not trying to buy down because people can be working for free for so many. It's not like here people, you don't pay them a week, then they would just take it. They work for months, even a year behind salary, and it's not acceptable. So, I said, devil stick is food everywhere we are. We haven't seen this in a very long time until we started going to provide this surgery. We said, we need to overcome. But we will overcome. We will overcome with our prayers and the word for our testimony and the blood. Oh, we will overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have Sister Monica also. She's been coming out, and finally she wants to come under us. But she lives all the way in Ocean County.
Ocean County, Great New Jersey. She's
from the church? Yeah, she comes, you know. Yes. She comes Friday night. And
canceled.
So keep her in your prayers. She like everybody else, she has her own set of issues and problems.
Mm-hmm.
And keep her in prayer. She's not asking for anything, but whatever we can do, you know. Pray something everybody else, everybody can do. So let's start praying for her and pray for her. And she's in school too. She'll be graduating in May from alcohol and drug counseling. So we're hoping that something will work for her in this area so she can move closer.
She's in need of housing. Yeah. And she's in need of employment.
This is somebody that works for, and she's still working part time and still going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's going full time school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. If not somebody maybe sitting around the moment, this is somebody that is really working as much as
she
can.
And
not asking for anything.
Yeah.
Again, she's not asking for anything.
Okay.
All right.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks.
May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord have his face shine upon you. May his blood cover you. May his blood protect
you.
May the Spirit of the Living God stir up your spirit, that you will be awake each and every day of your life, that you will perceive the speaking of the heart of God, that you will go after the Lord until the end. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. May they pursue you. May they overtake you. May the Lord give you peace in and out. May in your sleep and your awake, may the Lord bestow goodness upon you. May the oil for riches and glory come upon you.
Hallelujah.
May you be
taken
from faith to faith, and as you move from glory to glory, may the Lord pay you back for all that you have put into the kingdom of God. For everything you have spent, may the Lord give it back to you 10,000 times to the glory of his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. And God's people say,
Amen. Amen. Amen.